Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're continuing our conversation about a new film coming out called Meet the Mormons. This is an extraordinary documentary that goes through and documents very different lives of Latter-day Saints across the globe. One of those people and families that were documented is Bishnu Adhikari, and he lives in Nepal, and he is joining us by telephone today. Hello, Bishnu.
Hello, namaste, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for joining us today over the phone.
It's my pleasure.
Can you tell me what your reaction was when they asked you to be a part of this film?
First of all, we didn't know the details, but we were very excited for the opportunity because we wanted to share our faith and belief to the rest of the world, and it's been a great opportunity for myself and my family to be in the movie.
Can you tell me a little bit about everyday life in Nepal where you're at?
Nepal is a developing country. It's most of the people live in small scattered villages in the mountains, and many of them have no connection to the regular transportation. Communication been very recently accessible to them because of the cell phone. Otherwise, life is basically you eat what you grow, and then your kids walks to school for 1-2 hours one way. So it's basically a very primitive life.
What was your experience working on the film?
I am amazed how professional the team was. Even coming all the way from United States, having a jet lag and the cultural shock and everything, the transportation challenges, the crew did amazing. They were very helpful to me and to my family to understand the detail, to make us understand the detail. And we are very thankful for their commitment to make this movie the best documentary.
Why do you think it's important for you to share your testimony and how being a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has impacted your life?
I started as a Hindu. I was born in a Hindu family, but I always been faithful to the belief that my parents were brought up me with. But when I got education and exposure, then I started thinking, hey, this doesn't make sense. Or this makes sense, and I had a question on something else. So my search started when I was in grade 9. Then it took me a couple of years. When I was a student of, in a university in Russia, I met Mormon missionaries and decided to be baptized and be a member of the church. That changed my life entirely. There are a couple of turning points in my life, but the major turning point came in 1994, April 24, when I decided to be baptized. The way I think, the way I act, the way I plan my life, and the way I treat other people, it became totally different.
How do you think becoming a member of the LDS Church has affected your community in Nepal and your family?
Obviously, my parents at the beginning, they were confused, like, what is this son going to do? What is he talking about? But when they started observing the changes, positive changes in my life, then the LDS faith become more acceptable to the family. Though my parents never been converted, many of my siblings got converted, and their family. Now we are more than 25 in the church. So it's been a beautiful experience. Of course, with some challenges and with some work to do.
Well, somebody that you got to know really well, Blair True, the executive producer of the film Meet the Mormons, is here also with me. And I'm going to let him chime in a little bit and tell me what it was like to work with you. What was it like to work with Bishnu?
Well, first of all, hello, Bishnu. It's so good to be able to talk to you. It's been a long time.
Blair, good to talk to you too.
I think one of the things that first attracted us to Bishnu and his family was just, and knowing him as I do, I know this is going to be a little uncomfortable for him, but he's just such a humble man. And, you know, here's a man of great understanding, of learning, of knowledge, academically as an engineer, practically as well. And, you know, he could have been very comfortable to stay here in the United States where he received part of his training, but he elected to go back to Nepal and build roads and schools and help to design and build and maintain an infrastructure so that people could have drinking water, so that their children could be educated at a higher level, so that they wouldn't have to walk quite so far to school. And when we saw this incredible act of service ongoing and the commitment that Bishnu has had, and just how evident the gospel, the living of the gospel is in his life, we were just naturally drawn and attracted to him and his story.
Well, Bishnu, a lot of people all over the world are going to see this film, people from very different cultures than yours. And what do you hope that they take away from your story?
I always think of my conversion. Some people think that converting to the church or to the restored gospel, you have to leave your culture. There is a distinct difference between your culture and your faith. Any cultural practices that are not contrary to the principle of the gospel, you can continue to enjoy and preserve them so that you have some peculiarity to share with the rest of the world. But if there are cultural practices that hinders the growth of your testimony, you have to leave them. That would be a message from my life and experience in the church and in the movie.
Well, thank you so much, Bishnu Adhikari, for joining us today. And we're so grateful that you were willing to speak with us, and we're excited to see you in the new film.
We are so excited to be part of the premiere show on the 7th of October, and I would like to invite everybody around the world to see this genuine effort and understand who Mormons are.
Okay, thank you so much, Bishnu. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Namaste.